This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's a Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Rock of Ages Ladies Guild is hosting their cookie walk. There will be a large variety of delicious homemade cookies at $10 per pound, and all proceeds will go to local, national, and global missions. Once again, this is Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Highway 70 West in Minocqua. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Terry Barr has more.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. The Packers kicked off one of the longest runs as a Lions opponent on Thanksgiving. Green Bay and Detroit also hold the record for one of the holiday games with the highest scores. The Packers won this one in 1986, 44-40. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
This Saturday is Small Business Saturday. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
After Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday shopping season, and all across the state, communities are taking part in Small Business Saturday. Ann Wiegman of the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council says that there are great benefits to shopping locally.
You will come downtown and you'll realize that there really are some great stores downtown. And when you're shopping in that store, you're probably going to be waited on by the owner or the owner's wife or someone who's really worked there a long time. So they really know what they're talking about. Doesn't matter if you're shoe shopping or you're clothes shopping, you know, they know where that product was made or how it was made and what makes it special. And they really want to help you get what you want.
Wiegman says that 90% of downtown businesses in Wisconsin are owned locally, giving people plenty of options for local shopping on Small Business Saturday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone. But a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Terry Barr with more.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. The poll also reveals a surprising number of people say they actually prefer eating leftovers during the weekend rather than the actual holiday meal. One result which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers tonight in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. The Dolphins are tough against the run, led by linebackers coach Joe Barry, the former defensive coordinator for the Packers, and Anthony Weaver, who played for the Ravens and now runs Miami's defense, Matt LaFleur.
Their defense is outstanding. I think they do a great job in multiple areas, whether it's defending the pass. It's really tough to get explosive plays on them. So I think Anthony Weaver and his staff, Joe B, obviously, is been a big help, I'm sure, to him, and good scheme. So it's going to be quite the challenge.
NBA, the Bucks are back home Saturday night against the Wizards. Milwaukee now 9-9 after that horrible 1-6 start.
We all know that collectively we have to step up as a unit. Individually, you got to step up, and it's just time to be ready. So we know what the job is. It's still the same assignment. We're all pros here. We know what to do.
That's Bucks center Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly cloudy. A few flurries this afternoon with a high of only 25 today. Tonight, breezy 13. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy high of 20. And we're going to keep it that way. Partly cloudy in the low 20s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.